Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Torch Leadership Foundation's Cross in Culture podcast, where we consider different perspectives on what is happening in our culture and apply a biblical worldview. I am your host, Daniel White III. This is episode number 31. This episode is titled, Can There Be a Christian Position on Gun Rights and Gun Control? The mass shooting in Las Vegas left 59 people dead and over 580 people injured. It also left Americans with yet another opportunity to do something, anything, as some have said, that could prevent a similar event from happening in the future. Let me say here, there is nothing on earth that could have stopped this tragedy. Nothing humanly possible, other than more Christians praying that things like this do not happen. Statistics tell us that an event classified as a mass shooting occurs roughly twice a month in the U.S. I think that's a bit high, but that's what they say. Yet, in the aftermath of every incident, the same thing happens. One side rallies for passing gun control laws, and they are accused of politicizing a tragedy. The other side continues to claim that putting more guns in the hands of the good guys will actually save lives. New political initiatives begin, but as the weeks pass, the fires die down, and we settle into a comfortable stalemate until the next senseless mass killing shocks us awake again. May God help us. And to those who say the aftermath of a mass shooting is not the time to talk about what we can do to curb this violence, they are wrong. Now is the right time to talk about it. If your home was burglarized, you wouldn't wait till next month or next year to talk about getting a better home security system or getting a better gun. That said, can there be a Christian position on gun rights and gun control? While we have no thus saith the Lord, really, on this issue, there should be a well-founded Christian ethic as it pertains to gun violence, gun control, and the Second Amendment. First, we must constantly affirm that gun violence and violence in all of its forms is an assault on the divine image present in every human being. The massacre in Las Vegas was not only an attack on humanity, but an attack on God, who made every one of the 59 people who passed out into eternity in His image. He breathed life into every one of their bodies, and while His permissive will allowed their deaths, it is never His perfect will for the blood of His creation to be poured out like water for the bodies He shaped before birth to be slaughtered. Second, we must support the Second Amendment and the constitutional right of the average American citizen to keep and bear arms for self-defense. Why? Because, dear friend, there are demonically driven people in this world. Evil is present with us, and we need protection of life and property, and as a deterrent against government tyranny. However, we must be careful of making possession of guns a be-all and end-all issue, as some organizations, such as the National Rifle Association, have done. This is to raise gun ownership to the level of idolatry, and as Christians, we can't do that. We cannot make a little g god out of guns. Can somebody say amen? Third, we must realize that the church is at fault for the level of gun violence and violence in our nation. The Bible tells us that man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jesus said, out of the heart proceed murders and other atrocities and sins. We know that the solution to man's desperately wicked and murderous heart is salvation through Jesus Christ. The reason why many of us will never get a gun and shoot someone is because of Jesus Christ living inside of us. Yet, at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, if we have children in our house, and we have a wife that we love and a family that we love, if someone broke into the house, it is our responsibility to take him out before he harms our loved ones. We as the church have failed to faithfully share the gospel message with a dying and lost world. This man who killed so many people and injured many more, didn't anybody reach out to him with the gospel? Did a local church witness to him and stay at him until he got saved and got baptized and became a member of the church? Statistics show that laws alone will not solve the gun violence problem in the U.S. We need the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to step up. California and Washington, D.C., despite having the strictest gun control laws in the U.S., consistently have the highest rates of gun murders and other gun violence. Chicago, which has more gun regulations than most metropolitan areas, has for the past 3 years recorded an average of 3,000 shooting incidents with 468 people killed in 2015, 762 people killed, 762 people killed in 2016, and so far 486 people killed already in 2017. In recent years, weapons-related crime has gone up by 14% in Germany, despite the country's stricter gun laws. Over the past 3 years, violent crime has risen by 7% in France and by 13% in the United Kingdom. Both countries, which have stricter gun laws than the U.S. The same thing for England. Only the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, not laws, can change man's heart. The solution to the gun issue is not taking away guns, but changing the heart and minds of man so that he will not desire to pick up a gun and harm another human being or pick up anything. A rake, a hammer, a knife. If you take his guns away and he's bent, hell-bent on killing somebody, he's going to find another way. Some have used chainsaws to do their dirty work. By sharing the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully and praying for the salvation of the nation, we can deliver our country from death unto life. There is room in the Christian community for a diversity of opinions on guns, gun control laws, and the Second Amendment. But one thing we can all agree on is that God is intensely pro-life. John 5:26 says, "The Father hath life in himself." The Father hath life in himself. John 1:4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, not just life, eternal life, but life in this world abundantly, and that they might have it more abundantly." We must do all we can to preserve life. We must be as pro-life as God is, and he is not willing that any should perish in this world or for eternity. In closing, beloved, let me leave you with some scripture and a quote to think about. Luke 20:38 says, "For God is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him." Glenn Stassen and David Gushee write in their book, Kingdom Ethics, "The kingdom of God consists of peace with justice, of life unmarred by killing." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for God-fearing people, Lord, to follow your wisdom in protecting their families from evil and from demonically driven people. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would have mercy and grace upon America. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, have mercy and grace upon your church. Forgive us of our failures to pray and to be the shining light that you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray that you'll help us to do it. Revive us again. Amen. In light of what we have discussed today, beloved, I want to remind you that in our ever-changing world, there is one person who never changes. That person is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not subject to the whims of society or popular opinion. He has an unchanging eternal love for you. If you do not know him as your Savior, I encourage you to get to know him today by believing on him. For the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart, dear friend, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friends, thank you for listening to this Torch Leadership Cross in Culture podcast. Visit us online at www.torchleadershipfoundation.com. Until we meet again, remember to keep Christ first in our ever-changing culture. God bless you.